Chinese people celebrated the 2008 Beijing Olympics as their country's coming out party. Nearly 4 years later, that spirit is still alive and well among a steady stream of visitors to the Olympic sites, including Xu Jing, a real estate agent from Guangxi.
Look at this place. The fact that there are so many people coming to take a look. This was China presenting itself. This was China becoming a big power and showing itself to the rest of the world.
As with all Olympic Games, critics point to how host nations spend billions of dollars and afterwards are left with structures that do not pay for their costs. China is no exception. The two Olympic centerpiece buildings, the National Stadium, known as the Bird's Nest, and the National Aquatic Center, better known as the Water Cube, are two examples. The Water Cube is now open to the public as a water park. The Bird's Nest attracts tourists and has hosted a few events, but is usually empty. Gao, a nurse from Anhui, does not dispute the cost, but nevertheless says she is proud that China could afford it.
The most important thing has been the economics. China is developing so fast, we can even host the Olympic Games.
Zhang Xiaoyu of the Beijing Olympic City Development Agency credits the Games for leaving what he calls a huge material legacy.
You can look at sports venues like the Bird's Nest or the Water Cube. There were also improvements in Beijing's public transportation, including the airport and all the highways.
And Chinese public support for the Olympics is still so strong that some visitors think the Olympic sites are more worthwhile to see than Beijing's traditional number one tourist destination, the Forbidden City.
If the time is very tight and you have to make a choice, then it's better not to go to the Forbidden City. Just come here and take a look at these venues. They're from a time that is closer to us.
There's also another legacy from the Olympics. Hong, a businessman from the eastern city of Ningbo, says it produced a greater interest in athletics all around China.
Before, there were places, especially smaller cities, where people did not do much sports at all. Now they do more.
Hong says he has watched the Olympics before, but always on TV. Now he plans to go to London to see some of the events in person, since, he adds, he now has enough money. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.